Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Monday, 28th of January. Firstly, in the Philippines. Yesterday, two bomb blasts at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Mount Carmel on the Jolo Island of Sulu Province killed 20 people and injured more than 100 others. Six soldiers were among the dead. Police suspect the bombs were improvised explosive devices. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The bomb attack comes after the results of the referendum held in Mindanao to create Bangsar Moro Autonomous Region were announced last week. The Sulu province, including the island of Jolo, rejected the proposal, while other regions of Mindanao overwhelmingly voted in favor of the proposal to create the new region. Several Islamist insurgent groups in the region have pledged their allegiance to the Islamic State. The Filipino government have been fighting the insurgent groups for decades, killing over 120,000 people. Clients are advised to avoid the province of Sulu. Be aware of the insurgent groups like Abu Sayyaf group active in the region. The insurgent groups have frequently targeted foreign travelers for kidnapping and extortion. Several hostages, including Dutch nationals, are still being held hostage by Abu Sayyaf group. In Indonesia, floods and landslides were reported in 12 regencies and one city across South Sulawesi last week. More than 68 people were killed and 6,700 others were displaced due to heavy rains during the week, which caused the floods and the landslides. Across the province, a total of 550 houses and 34 bridges were damaged. The local authorities have warned that the heavy rains and flooding are likely to continue this week, as per the forecast by the Meteorological Department of Indonesia. Clients are advised to avoid traveling to South Sulawesi province. Consider contingency measures for the disruptions expected this week in the region. In Australia, heavy rains in the northern regions of Queensland have caused floods and landslides in the region. Some areas received more than 400 ml of rain in last 24 hours, with the worst hit areas being Port Douglas and the Daintree. The heavy rains caused the Daintree River to overflow. A severe weather warning has been issued for a large stretch of the coast between Cairns and Whitsundays and the adjacent inland area. The river level is now dropping, but the Weather Bureau says that the tropical low will continue dumping heavy rain in the far north over the coming days. The forecast is for storms and showers this week. Clients are advised to be aware of the transport disruptions in the affected areas and consider contingency measures for the disruptions expected this week. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific and South Asia Risk Management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-you basis.